The Lord be with you.
And with your
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
When a large crowd gathered, with people from one town after another, journeying to Jesus, he spoke in a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path and was trampled, and the birds of the sky ate it up. Some seed fell on rocky ground, and when it grew, it withered for lack of moisture. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew with it and choked it. And some seed fell on good soil, and when it grew, it produced fruit 100-fold. After saying this, he called out, "Whoever has ears to hear ought to hear." Then his disciples asked him what the meaning of this parable might be. He answered, "Knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of God has been granted to you, but to the rest they are made known through parables, so that they may look but not see, and hear but not understand. This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Those on the path are the ones who have heard, but the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, that they may not believe and be saved. Those on rocky ground are the ones who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, but they have no root. They believe only for a time and fall away in time of temptation. As for the seed that fell among thorns, they are the ones who have heard, but as they go along, they are choked by the anxieties and riches and pleasures of life, and they fail to produce mature fruit. But as for the seed that fell on rich soil, they are the ones who, when they have heard the word, embrace it with a generous and good heart and bear fruit through perseverance." The Gospel of the Lord. A relatively simple thought this morning. Last week, while in Assisi, in the hometown of St. Francis, I picked up a biography on his life. I've read numerous, and none of them have ever really grabbed me. And I was struck by this because it's the original, written by a brother, a Franciscan, who joined the order 3 years after it was founded, so who knew Francis very personally and wrote about his life. It's the most frank, honest description I've ever read, without exaggeration, or at least so it seems. This is how he describes Francis before his conversion. Until he was almost 25 years old, Francis progressed further in vanities than all his peers. He was an instigator of great evil and a model of foolishness. He was so pompously conceited that he sought to surpass everyone in games, refinery, eloquent words, song, luxurious dress, fine clothing. He was a spendthrift, a cautious merchant, yet very lavish out of vanity. I read that and I thought, that was Francis, right? The image we have of Francis is this guy who, from the time he was a little boy, he was just perfect, right? Nothing ever wrong with him. He had this radical conversion. The author concludes this. He says, "God transformed him so that through him, sinners might gain the hope of living a new life of grace." So when I read the Gospel today, I thought of what I just read about St. Francis. When our Lord speaks of the seed being sown on the path, on rocky ground, that wasn't a mistake. And God didn't think, "Oh, whoops, I didn't mean to send the Word of God there." Right? It's because the Word of God can produce fruit anywhere. Those are not definitive states. It's not that God wastes His grace and it's like, "Well, there's really no hope, but I might as well give a little grace there anyway." It's that those people who are in those states, it's going to take all the greater effort to be converted. But God will give the grace that it might happen. He desires the salvation of every soul.
And precisely because it will take a greater effort on the part of those individuals, greater fruit can be born from it. You look at the life of St. Francis. I say this. It is important from time to time that every single one of us are reminded of the ongoing need for conversion. Because there are thistles in the lives of every single one of us. Those obstacles that will prevent the Word of God from bearing fruit as He desires. There is still hardness of heart in each one of us. And so it's important to say from time to time, okay, Lord, what is blocking Your grace from bearing fruit in my life? In what ways does my heart still need to become more suppliant so that I can respond to You as You desire? May it one day be said of each of us, God transformed them so that through them, sinners might gain the hope of living a new life in grace.